Hey, welcome back to the Off Label Podcast. It's Marco.
Hey, we got Mona Fee here.
What up, what up? How you doing?
Hey, y'all.
You always with the hey, y'all.
I know. Somebody was like, you so country with that. I'm just saying, what else am I supposed to say? Hey, you all. That shit sound dumb.
I mean, I get that shit, but...
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
We're over here chilling, and it is the weirdest feeling this whole entire weekend, the whole entire week.
Why do you feel like... I don't feel like it feel eerie, but you don't? I don't feel it. No, I don't.
So, this whole entire week with this whole hurricane shit, like, it's been completely weird. Like, everybody been moving funny. Everybody's just been... You know, a little on edge. Just a little bit.
That's because, okay, so y'all, the Hurricane Dorian, it's, they don't know if it's going to hit Florida or not. So.
Well, before it was coming to Florida, it was going to, like, come straight through Florida, come to Orlando.
As a Category 4.
Well, it was like a Category 2, 3 at the time. But
no, it was not a 2 or 3.
At the time, though. That's what I'm saying.
I ain't see that part. I seen it when it
Nigga,
was
Nigga, you don't like watch the news, so...
Yeah, I forget. Exactly. You watch so it so chill much. Out. Right. Okay. So...
Yeah, so when I... So it was...
It started like a week ago when right. They started saying a hurricane is coming. So get ready.
Get ready and whatever. So at this point, I'm already thinking about my house. You know what I'm saying? I'm already, okay, damn. I got all this shit I'm thinking about.
Because mind you, the last hurricane last year, what was the name of that hurricane?
Michael...
It was not Michael. Andrew
Maria.
It was not Maria.
It was a Spanish name.
I think it was Hurricane Andrew.
It was not Andrew.
Anyways, it did some damage to your roof in your house, right?
It did. And then we had to get that whole shit fixed and whatever. So, doing that. So, it's good now. So, now I'm already worried about this shit again. So, I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay. I was looking up to see. I think it's saying Hurricane Michael. Is that what you said?
Ain't that what I'm mother? Exactly.
Okay, you be knowing.
Shit.
So with that being said, so Hurricane Michael affected your home. So then this year you kind of like, oh shit, not again.
Here we go again. You know what I'm saying?
So everybody was freaking out. So every year I evacuate. Like I'm not from
Scary
here,
ass.
So I be like, I don't got time for this shit. But this time they was like. Okay, it's like a 3 or 4, like, not a 4. Like you said, yeah. Okay.
In the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning, right. They wasn't predicting that it would be so bad. So I was like, you know what? I think we could sit this one out and see what it's like.
Right. Child. Now it started getting bigger and bigger.
It's getting bigger.
Closer and closer. And I'm just like, damn, like, what we going to do? And I'm over here thinking... I was getting fucked up about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like, even though we was over here chilling, like I said, it was always an ominous feeling in the air. Like, even at work, everybody was always talking about it. Everybody was just like, nah, like, we ain't coming to work. And then the audacity.
Hey, your job is bogus for
the
that.
The audacity of these niggas to sit here and say... They're going to give us a permit, a little note saying that, you know, we have permission because we have to make it to work.
Okay, so for people who are not in hurricane territory, so usually when a hurricane is coming, the state or the county or city, whatever, they put everybody on a mandatory curfew.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, Mark's job was like, we're going to give y'all a letter. So basically, if you get pulled over during a curfew, you could tell them that you have to go to work.
Right. And the way I...
So you won't get a ticket.
So the way I found this shit out is I had hit up one of my agents. I was like, yo, like, what's up and whatever. And then she has sent me, you know, the letter. It was crumbled up and shit. I was like, okay, I did.
She threw it away.
You knew she crumbled it up. I was like, okay. You not fucking with it. So I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, they want us to like, bitch, I'm staying my ass home. I don't give a fuck if it's coming or not at this point. Because that shit was disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was disrespectful. And then they had sent an email talking about, oh, your safety you know, is very important, because without you here, who will service our patients or whatever? What the fuck is you talking about? That shit was weird.
Well, I do want to definitely send a prayer out to the Bahamas, because they got affected. Like, that is going to be completely wiped out. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to need so much money and more resources. And
so much help, right?
Have lost almost everything. So just looking at what's going on in the Bahamas, you see the severity of it. You're like, okay, if it comes this way,
right, now you know what to expect. And that's not, you know, like I said, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a whole situation.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole situation. Like, it's very ominous. Like, you just don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the back of our minds, we're over here, we're doing homework, we're watching TV, we're talking shit.
I went out last night, everybody turned up, not a worry in the world.
But then, like I said, in the back of your mind, you still got this whole situation that's still, like, looming in the background. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to happen. It's supposed to, like, come by.
I just started eating up all my snacks. Like, hurricane, if you don't come and go.
Like, hurry up. Like, we try to get back to, you know.
Man. But we're going to be all right. I feel like it's not going to hit this way. If it do, like, it is what the fuck it is.
Right. And one thing I hated was when I posted something on social media and then some random chick.
What did you post?
I was just like, damn, we got to go back to work.
Because they was trying to say that it's not going to hit Florida.
It's not going to hit Florida no more, whatever. And then some random ass bitch want to come on my shit talking about, it's, you know, better go back to work than, you know, to actually have to deal with this and that, whatever. And I was like, true. Okay, cool. But then some other bitch, and she was just like, I don't understand why people are talking about it's such a bad thing to go back to work. Like, why would you want to deal with dying and this and that and all this other bullshit? And I'm like, okay, this is some weird ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so then I comment back and I'm like, I'm pretty sure you understand, like, this is a joke.
Right.
Like, why the fuck anybody want to deal with somebody dying or my house break? Like, you know what I'm saying? Floods and shit like that. Why would anybody want to deal with that shit? Of course, they would rather go to work. That shit is a joke. Yo, calm your ass down.
Because Floridians don't take hurricanes serious.
You know what I'm saying? Like, chill your ass out.
It ain't a problem.
Nah, that bitch
problem.
From Miami, so I'm pretty sure.
Oh, she from Miami.
You know what's up. You know, so, like, chill out.
Child, who had time to be getting into it with people online?
I'm just saying, though. No, I mean, we didn't really get into it. It was just like a little dialogue. That ain't shit.
Okay, more bad news. It was another mass shooting the other day in Texas.
And, of course, it was another white person.
It was in Odessa.
You know, look, white people, get your people.
It was a white male.
White people, get your kids. You know, at the end of the day, no. Like, don't try to go.
It's an epidemic right now.
It's not an epidemic. And that's what the motherfuckers are trying to make it seem like.
What do you mean? No, nigga,
it's the hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this bullshit in the air right now, the way that, like, Donald Trump is talking and have all these niggas walking in line, like, he's stroking the fears of, like, we're losing our countries. That's the reason why they're not trying to go hard on gun laws and shit.
This one was not necessarily hate.
Nigga,
I feel like this one was more.
It was in Texas. It was a Texan.
I know,
dude.
But he had just lost his job that day, a few hours earlier, so...
Look at Robin, like, trying to be the devil's advocate for this particular individual, and that shit is so funny.
No, I'm not. Fuck him.
No, I'm just saying, though, I'm giving it to these niggas, like, you guys are responsible for your shit.
Of course, you need to raise up better humans, better sons.
No, at the end of the day, stop the hate. That's the bullshit. Cut the bullshit
out. This one was not
now,
a hate crime. That's
listen,
what I'm trying to tell you.
It's, trust me. I'm telling you. Trust me.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
This one wasn't a hate crime.
Okay, listen.
This one was more so.
I'm telling you.
I'm distraught about losing my job.
Right.
I'm ready to die, so I'm taking out however many people with me.
Right. Okay. We're gonna give this to Ravi because she, you know, want to say, like, this man is not on that bullshit, but... We know what it is.
This one was not a racist attack.
I'm not gonna look. It's hate. Period.
I mean, yes, to kill people like that, you gotta have some hate in your heart.
Period. Like, at the end of the day, it's hate. I don't give a fuck what you got to say about it is straight hate, and that's what the country is coming to that point. So, hey, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand if you lost your job. Like, nigga, go sit your ass down and go shoot yourself. If like, why involve other people that has nothing to do with you losing your job? If that's the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, sit your ass down. If you want to go shoot yourself, go do that alone. Like, why do you have to incorporate other people into your bullshit?
Man, I seen a video and it was like mothers, like, literally on top of their children. You could hear the gunshots in the background. People literally on the ground crying
because
you don't know where the shots are
you
coming
don't know.
From.
Right.
That shit is crazy. And then it's like, okay, Texas, y'all just had a mass shooting last month. So is this the pattern? Y'all gonna have this shit every month? And then what's today? Monday. So Sunday, yesterday, Texas loosened their gun laws.
Right.
To allow people to carry guns, like, in churches, have more guns in schools and foster homes and stuff like that.
Because
and
it's just like, what they're thinking is, like, it's gonna actually help out if somebody, you know what I'm saying?
No good guy with a gun.
It would definitely have an adverse situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit don't even make sense.
Because they think a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun. But as we have seen with these mass shootings, nobody with a gun has been able to stop this person from killing 20, 30 people. It didn't happen last month in a state that got so many guns. And it definitely didn't just happen with this one. So it's just like Texas.
What the fuck?
I
mean, hell, we went to the movies the other day, and I was paranoid as fuck.
I mean,
you seen how paranoid I was, because, I mean, hell, that shit was happening that day. So I'm like, okay, if one nigga's over there hating, where else a nigga hating? You know what I'm saying? Where else
is... I know, you was looking around at the police like, oh, they're okay, that one is armed, that
you know,
one is
yeah,
armed.
I was like, okay, that's cool, but, you know, like, I'm just, you know, making sure I'm aware of my surroundings, so I need to know what the fuck is going on, where's the nearest exit, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, in my theater... Like, there was a dude who came in, like, a security guard and just said, I was like, okay. And I was trying to look and people, did he have a gun? You know what I'm saying? But
I mean, but that's just standard nowadays in America.
Right.
It's like, when you go out in public, you're looking for exits, you're looking for little safety.
Because of what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is, even with the even with what they're doing in the schools, like, so they're teaching... Now they're doing drills on, like, you know, mass shooting drills in the
schools.
They
said Dave Chappelle had a joke.
Yeah,
like
he was like, why the hell are we actually teaching, like, telling these kids where to go? Because, hell, you're probably talking to the shooter right now. That shit was like...
Like, that's
you know what I'm saying?
Fact.
So now this particular individual is taking all the notes. Okay. We're going to the bathroom. Which
they
stall?
They tell people to hide in the bathroom, so I had to go in the bathroom.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you're actually teaching these niggas, like, so I don't know. The way the country is going, it's just, I'm in...
This shit is going to hell, and it's going fast.
It's going fast, and I hate the fact that I'm so aware of the shit. I was just talking to my friend the other day about, like, how I watched CNN all day, every day.
Doing that.
And it's just like, the way I see everything that's happening in China, what I see in Iran, between Iran and Israel, the way that conflict is going, like, what I see in North Korea, what Russia's doing, trying to get Ukraine, like, the way everything is going, you can see what's happening here, like, and it's crazy, you know, knowing the Bible a little bit, it's just like, okay, this shit is just way too much for me, that I'm watching this shit develop in front of my eyes. And it's low-key, it's like, I really don't want to know anymore.
That's why you need to stop watching CNN.
You know? So I'm just saying.
And the worst part about it is that this stuff can be prevented.
Right.
Okay? So, like, when the UK, when they had a mass shooting, it was in the 90s or whatever, they government immediately, they restricted, like, they put tighter laws on guns or whatever. And so, with that being said, they ain't had a mass shooting since.
Right.
So, it's like, America, why y'all stop acting? Why y'all not act? Why are you all acting like just saying, hey, you can't have this style of gun? It's going to really hurt people. Like, the Second Amendment people who want to keep their guns. You can say you can keep your guns, but certain guns you don't need.
The thing, like, what's going on is when you have somebody like Donald Trump who goes into a whole situation and keeps jumping in and like stroking these niggas' fears and stroking how, you know, like stroking.
But what that got to do with gun laws?
That's what I'm saying. So now you have that's his base.
We're just asking for stricter gun laws. But that's his majority base. Of Americans want this. Mitch McConnell refuses to bring it to a vote. Like, for instance,
those are his base.
They trying to bring
gun law legislation
mm-hmm. to a vote, and one of the things that they trying to bring to a vote is having
universal
background checks. Right. Mitch McConnell refused to bring this up to a vote. Right. Mind you, people on the Republican side and on the Democratic side, they both like, yes, we want this. The American people want this.
But listen.
But he refused to bring it to a vote.
The base is not fucking with it. That's what I'm saying.
No, the base is. I think the base is fucking with it. We're just.
Really?
On background checks, G?
No, I'm telling you, because the base want the guns.
But background checks, everybody agrees that that's kind of common sense.
Okay, now we know the base does not have common sense. Like, let's be clear.
Okay, the base does not.
Okay, right. So what I'm saying is, when Donald Trump speaks, he's stroking his base. Like, when he talks, the way he's operating is on these white people's fears, like they're losing America, they're this and that, whatever. So they don't want to lose their guns. They about their amendments. You know what I'm saying? So they're not about that shit. So why the fuck would a Republican want to like disturb Donald Trump's base? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who supports him. Like, no, we're gonna continue on this shit.
No,
we're
not it's
gonna
not do about that, shit. That. It's about money in the NRA. That's all it's about. That's who, the more people you are,
of course,
the more background checks you have to do, the less people that can get guns because of whatever reason, which means the less money for the NRA, which means the NRA can't fund your campaign. You know, it all boils down to money. We live in a capitalist nation. At the end of the day, lives don't matter. None of this shit matter. It's all about whoever got the most money. But one last note, we're going to finish up this topic, is if we had the universal background checks in place, it could have possibly prevented this last shooting because this guy was able to get this
and
gun.
Prevent multiple shootings.
Yeah, he was able to get this gun like, without a background check.
Why do we need these big ass guns anyways? Like,
you don't.
You know what I'm saying?
People
like,
sick. Okay. On to something more light.
Right.
Something more lovely.
What you got going on?
What you think about all the girls having glow-ups? And I mean, Sierra.
Right.
Christina Milian. Cassie. They all were in these long-term relationships with these men. And after so many years, they broke up with them. And within like the next year or two, they got a new man, they engaged, they pregnant.
Right.
Like,
they happy.
Just happy.
Gabrielle Union.
What the hell she come in at?
I like their situation too. Like, you know.
But she's not considered a glow up. She's not in this conversation.
Okay, true. But I love their situation though. Her and Dwayne, like, you don't like that shit? We were just texted about it the other day.
Cool,
you like that shit.
No, but I told you it was definitely not goals. But it's cute. I like that they seem to be best friends.
Right.
But I ain't trying to go through what she went through.
And what she go through again?
Nothing, you know. He had to break a baby and all that stuff.
Okay.
That's it, but we're not talking about that. We talking about how these women went from toxic relationships to seemingly healthy ones.
Right.
So what do you consider a glow up?
A glow up.
Relationship wise.
A glow up from bullshit, toxic masculinity, all that bullshit, is finding somebody that really loves you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a glow up.
Okay, so
you're gonna feel that shit, and it's gonna show in your smile, the way you walk, the way you live, you know, the way you move forward in your life. It would definitely be a different. There would definitely be a different shit about you.
And you know what? That's what a lot of people fail to realize. Like, some people be trying to fake it, you know, like trying to act happy.
Act happy, right.
But what you don't know is that when you are happy, it's just such a different glow about you. Like, you don't got to say a word, but but it's just on you. Right. Like it's just you on just you. You mm-hmm. look so pretty. Your spirit seems so light. Right. Like you could. The fruit is in the what is it? I can't even think of the saying. But yeah, you could see it.
Right.
So okay. So like for Ciara, she was with Future. Future got. He had all these baby mamas when she was with him, which that was her fault too. Cause what the hell you get with somebody with all those baby mamas right. for?
That's what I don't understand that shit.
That right. ain't make sense. So and then they got engaged, right. but then they never got married. And you know he just had her out here in the clubs and smoking and trying to have like this cool. Raunchy party girl image. Right. And like she really wasn't doing nothing with herself, you know?
Right.
And then they never got married. Like nothing became of right. it. Mm-hmm. Then she left him. I guess she finally got some self esteem about herself, because let's keep it real, when you with men in these toxic relationships, that speaks volumes right. to your self esteem. No matter if you think that you have high self esteem.
Right.
The proof is in the pudding.
I
you
agree.
Can't, because when you have high self esteem, it's just certain stuff you're not gonna go for.
Right.
Yeah. So then she got with Russell Wilson. Right. He seems like the ideal man. He make all this money. He treats her with respect. He go to church. He loves her kid like that's his own child. Mm-hmm. Like they got married. Like and then she just got this glow about herself.
Right.
And every chance he get to profess his love for her and show her off, he's always doing it. And it's just like, oh, so cute. Right? Okay, so that's glow up number one, Ciara. Go, girl. And then who else we have?
Cassie.
She was with Diddy her whole 20s.
Right.
Now she in her early 30s. She got with him when she was in her early 20s. Same difference. He was sitting there talking about how he would never get married. He had all these different girlfriends, but she was the main one. Then when Kim Porter died, he was sitting there saying how Kim was the one who got away. And that was
shit.
His soulmate.
Damn.
Mind you, Cassie was still supposed to be his girlfriend at the time.
That's disrespectful as fuck. You know what? Hey, for everybody who watched Power, Ghost just did that shit to Tasha just the other day. What? And let me explain this to you. So, there was a situation where Mona Fee does not watch Power. So
yeah, I don't have time to watch it. It's not, no, I'm a, let me stop lying.
Right, let's not act.
No, yeah. I just feel like it's too many shows like that. So, no,
but I mean,
I'm not interested.
Okay, so in this situation where this dude is like a straight, like he's a straight gangster.
Who, Ghost?
Right, Ghost is a straight, you know what I'm saying? And he used to date this one chick earlier on, like back in college or whatever, you know, high school, whatever. So, boom.
Who, Tasha?
No, Angela.
Okay.
Angela. So, then from that point, they split up, and then now he's with Tasha, this black girl. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, from that point on, He was in the game, and, you know, he killed it. So they made so much money. They living in a penthouse, and, you know what I'm saying, making all this money. And now he's trying to step out into, you know, and get out of the gangster, like, you know, the whole mafia, like, you know, shooting shit and all
okay,
the,
okay, so
you
he's
know,
trying to get out that lifestyle. And
get
then
out
what?
The lifestyle and whatever. And then, boom, you know, he's trying to get all his money in this club and whatever. And then, boom, guess who walks in his club is Angie. You know, so
okay.
Angela walked in. So then it just fucks up everything. So Tasha, who's been riding with you the whole entire time,
mm-hmm.
who's been there for you the whole entire time, holding you down, anything you need is Tasha, whatever it is Tasha, whatever. Cleaning up shit, Tasha, whatever it is. So now, at this point, you know, Angela dies. Sorry for everyone, you know, if you guys haven't watched it, whatever. I'm reading it for you guys. But anyway, so Angela dies. And then now Tasha is over here like, yo, what the hell? So now Ghost needs her help. But he was like, yo, he killed the only woman I ever loved. Like, the you know what I'm saying? And Tasha's been with you the whole entire time. So for Diddy to sit there and say to Cassie, like, to sit there and say, like, that's the one that got away and I'm right here, nigga, that's disrespectful as fuck.
I think that's probably when she left, because that was right. It then. Like,
it was done.
Next thing you know, two months later, right. She was
because on with because that shit hurts.
I can only imagine. He wouldn't have had to say nothing else to me. Right. That's all I would have needed to hear. Yes. Right. Bye. So now Cassie, it's been less than a year since this happened with Diddy, and now she's with this dude named Alex Fine. And every chance he get, he's worshiping her online. The pictures look beautiful. They're engaged. Mm-hmm. She's about to have a baby. And it's just like, look. You know, you was with this person for 10 years and nothing became of it. And right. Look what happened. Your life literally changed.
Completely. It's a in different one year. Blow up. You're happy
Everything
now.
You was looking right. for happened in one year. Right. Instead of you.
And she looks very happy.
She do. She got the glow.
Right.
Okay. Who else? Christina Milian. She used to be married to the gang.
Right.
Is that his name? Mm-hmm. Not the game. No, it's
no,
not.
No, that was not the game. It's
The Dream.
The Dream.
Why do you know?
I love his shit.
I love your girl.
I like falsetto.
My tea with the bitter. She keep the hills on high. Why did he name himself The Dream?
Because like, he was making dreams happen.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, he ain't a dream.
Right. I mean, he ain't all that.
His music was great though. But anyways, they was married, mm-hmm. right? Whatever they had going on, she left him, and then now she with the soccer player.
Right.
And she's about to have a baby, and she looks beautiful. Her man, they got the same birthday.
Damn.
That's how she kind of knew that, like, he was the one. She was like, she had seen him, and she told her girl, like, damn, who was that? He fine as hell. And then her girl was like, that's so-and-so, this soccer player. And she was like, what? Who is that? And they looked him up or whatever, and they seen it like they shared the same birthday. So I think she went to introduce herself or whatever, and it's been history ever since. Like, he always professing his love for her,
right.
And then he be online with her daughter. It's the cutest thing. Like, her daughter calls him daddy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But is that kind of cool, though, for another man to...
It depends on how involved... The other parent is.
The person should be involved, but I don't think the person should ever.
How young the child is. Like, if I was to get a new man right now, and I got a 12-year-old, he would, like, it just won't happen. Even if I told him to call this person daddy, he would be like, what? I'm grown as hell.
No, but I feel like you should never, I mean, if the person is actually active in that person's life.
Can you have, like, a daddy one, daddy two?
Mom? No, it's just like, yo, that... You not.
So what do they call them?
By their names.
By their names? Uh-uh.
I mean, okay, if the other party is no longer living and that person assumed that position, then I get it. But if that person is like, you can't do that. I mean, I don't know.
Like I said, it all depends on where y'all at in the relationship. Mm-hmm. When you first, like, let's say if it's a child, like Sierra, the kid, when they got together, was only, like, one or two.
Right.
So, he don't call him daddy, he call him papa. So, it could be something like that. It don't necessarily got to be dad. You know what I mean?
Right.
No? But it can't be the first name. That's just disrespectful.
That's not disrespectful. I'm like, hey, you know, I don't know. Mm-mm.
If that person raised your kid, they can't call him the first name.
Look, I had a stepdad, and that's just not going
to
happen.
But when did he come into your life? Period. That's what I'm trying to say. When did he come into your life?
I was what? Maybe 12, 13?
Right. Why the fuck would you call him dad? You damn near a grown-ass person.
Right. No.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-mm.
If that other nigga's alive, and you know.
But what if he's not involved? I don't know. I guess if the kid, whatever the kid want to call him,
exactly.
Besides the first name, that's just disrespectful.
Okay, Star.
Star.
Just a random ass name or something? The fuck? Shit.
Wait, so the moral of the story is, ladies, no matter how much time you think you've invested into a relationship or to a person, if it's not serving you, if you're not truly happy, if
don't become complacent and stay in these situations and think like this is the only thing
Or not only that, some people sit there and be like, oh, because I've invested 10 years, like, I'm not finna throw all of this down the drain.
Right.
Like, girl, don't think like that, because fuck that. Throw it down the drain and then, because like, something blessing, better right. is gonna right. come. Because what my sister used to always say, like, you can't get a gift with a closed hand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody handing you something, how you gonna get it if your hand closed? You gotta open it up, release it, and your blessings gonna just come through. Yeah, yeah. So, with that being said, what do you think about karma? Meaning, okay, so, like, for instance, like, with the Diddy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would say this is his karma for treating Kim Porter, how he treated her. Like, mm-hmm. when she was alive, you knew this was your soulmate. Whoop da bam. You took it for granted. Now, your karma is...
You lose Cassie.
You lose Cassie.
Right. I mean, I get it. Like, at the end of the day, you will always... Whatever you put out there, whatever energy that you put out there, you will always get it back. It don't matter in what situation... Like, because that karma shit is a real thing. Like, at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
if you are doing something and you know you're doing something, like, you are intentionally doing, like, you're doing what you're doing knowing what you know, you're going to get your karma. Like, there's just no way around it. It's going to come one way or another. Like, one way or another, you will reap what you sow.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, every time people talk about karma, it's always like, in a negative way.
But that's not always the case. But at the end of the day, if you out here doing whatever you doing, if you out here doing whatever the fuck you doing, knowing you're doing it to, like, and you're hurting somebody indirectly, and you know you're doing that.
What if you don't know you're hurting somebody?
You know.
What if you don't?
You know. A person, trust me, the person knows. You know what I'm saying? Because.
Not always.
They know.
One person's bad karma is somebody else's good karma. You know what I'm saying? So, like, with the Diddy situation. Okay, so his bad karma of losing Cassie was Cassie's good karma of finding Alex. You see what I'm saying? Oh, shit. I think I just stumbled onto something. I'm going to put that into our quote at the end. I haven't done one in a while, but I don't know. I just think with karma, like, it depends on the situation.
No, you see, so what Mona has been doing is trying to chase her thing up.
Yeah, okay, I always try to make exceptions to the rules.
Exactly. When it pertains to her, there's always, like,
it's all,
something is a different
situation. It ain't never black and white. No, it's always but a gray
me,
area.
At the end of the day, the law of the land, the rules has been set. So at the end of the day, when you do something, you will always get it back.
Everything is not black and white, and that's not true.
And that's just what it is. You think everybody be thinking like they be gray areas in life. No, there ain't no gray areas. You know what I'm saying? There's one path, one direction. Like, that's it.
No, it's not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, that is it. There's only one straight path. When you know what I'm saying? When you divert yourself into other shit, like, you're going into the... You're creating your gray areas, and then you get the confusing bullshit. Then you get the bullshit. But then, like I said, if you stick on one straight path, that's it. So with you, like I said, you just be creating all these gray areas to make it make sense to you, so that you cannot really deal with the situation of, like, the land says you gonna get what you put out there.
I try to put out good energy into the world.
You do. That you do. You know.
Okay, so why we don't talk about karma when that shit happened is what I'm saying.
What you mean?
So if I'm doing some good shit and I got good shit going,
but I always tell you good shit. No, but I, you know me though. I always, you, hey, don't even act like I don't be doing that shit for you.
Gee.
Almost daily.
Listen, y'all. Let us know what y'all think about Cameron. This is a very tricky situation because if you just think
we
about...
We don't need to make it tricky.
No, it is because, you know, when you think about all the disasters that's going on in the world and all kind of unfortunate shit that happened to minors and, like, animals and kids and just people who ain't never did shit in their whole life, it's like, okay, so are you saying that they deserve this?
No, that's not what we're saying.
Karma really work?
No, karma, what I'm saying, okay, listen to this. If you're in a situation and you're talking to somebody and let me just give you guys a story, okay? So let's just say there is a woman and she is married, okay? And she's married and she has her husband.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's over here talking to this one guy and whatever, and she's interested in this other dude because what this nigga not doing? And, you know, a lot of shit going on. But again, if you communicate with your situation, whatever. But then you over here entertaining this other dude, and the other dude knows your situation, and he knows you married, he knows you got everything going on, and still considers to fuck with you, like, that's
so you think he gonna
shit.
Have bad karma?
He gonna have some type of bad karma.
I and don't believe
in
that.
Addition to that,
I don't
she's
believe
gonna
that.
Get her karma as well.
I don't believe that. I don't. A lot of people end up with other people because of whatever unfortunate circumstances,
okay,
and they live
but
happily
let's not,
ever after.
No, we don't know if they're gonna be living happily ever after. Trust me, something's going on. That nigga probably slinging dick, or that girl is
that's not
pussy.
Always the case. Period. We would like to think that that's always the case, but that's not. Some people do end up moving on, and the way they got together. Remember on the Braxtons with Tamar and Mama. Well, her daddy left her mama for the sad chick. Right.
Her dad left.
Right. The mama's still fucking bitter to this day. 50 years after the damn divorce.
But who knows what that nigga did to that lady or
he
whatever.
He said he ain't did nothing to Miss Wanda. Him and Miss Wanda been together ever since then,
happily ever after.
No,
you don't know that.
That's what they said.
No,
I'm just telling you what they said.
No, trust me. They went through some shit and he probably done dig some other bitches out too. Trust me. That lady had to swallow some shit too. Trust me.
Maybe karma will
now,
come
at the
back
end of
around,
day,
but it might
day,
not just be.
You choose if you want to continue to deal with it, but you will reap what you sow, point blank in the period. You will see what the energy that you put out there, you will always receive it back, period. In any type of direction you put
Listen,
it in, that's how it's going to be, period.
That's not true.
Okay.
I'm not agreeing with that.
Well, let's agree to disagree.
Bad things happen so the good things can happen all the time.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I said okay. Shit.
Y'all, let us know what y'all think about this, because, yeah. Anyway, so, I've been thinking lately, I've just been thinking about stuff, you know, with the podcast or whatever, and it's just really been on my mind. Like, you know, I have random people, repost the podcast and listen to it, and they give us so much support, and I just really appreciate it, like,
right,
so much. So then it made me wonder, like, what
as
is support
friend.
To you?
Mm-hmm.
What does support look like to you when you with whatever you got going on? What does it look like to you? How do you define it?
I think somebody investing in me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I would consider to somebody to be supportive.
They have to invest in you?
Any type of way. Invest, when I mean emotionally, spiritually, you know, some financially support. You know what I'm saying? Like, be able to be somebody I could depend on, somebody that I could lean on. So.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, but in a situation like our, like the podcast and whatever, so, you know, I don't ask my friends all the time to be like, yo, post this for me, whatever, like, you know.
But do you think that should be automatic? Like, to me, support, like, you know what kind of person I am.
Right.
So it's just like, if I see that somebody got something going on, especially if you're a close friend of mine, I'm automatically reposting it.
Right.
I'm even if I don't repost it because I don't agree with whatever you got going on,
mm-hmm,
I still might, if I don't post it online, I'll send it to my friends. Like, hey, I know somebody who doing this and that. Go to them. You know what I'm saying? Right. So you might not know that I'm online. I might not be online with the shit. It might not be visible to the world. But I tell you, like, hey, I refer people to you.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I am. Mm-hmm. Or if I know I ain't heard from you in a minute, hey, let me reach out. How you doing? Do you need help?
Right.
Like, that's just, to me, that's what support is. Just being there, whether somebody is asking for that help or not.
Right.
As a friend, I feel like it's your duty to insert yourself into somebody's life.
Really?
Rather, if they give you a little pushback, then you back off. Okay, and you're like, okay.
I agree.
They don't want that right now. But
I feel that definitely one of my friends and one of my closest friends, you know, who lives in Atlanta or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and anytime that I would talk about, like, my finances or whatever, like, I don't even have to ask him, and he would just always, and to me, it's just, like, that's, like, something, like, and I would, like, no, and I'm, like, yo, thank you so much, like, I promise you I got you, you know what I'm saying, and I don't even have to ask, he just, like, completely just, like, does it on his own,
mm-hmm.
and even when I don't want it, he will always just, like, you know, force it on me.
That's,
you know what
support.
I'm saying? And I respect that 100%.
You so, can't help but to.
Right.
That's it. So, yeah. So, to me, support looks like being there when you're not even asked. But if you are asked and
right.
if you are capable, absolutely showing up. Like, I'm not the kind of person that, let's say you in town for, I don't know, whatever.
Right.
And I'm so busy. But if I got 30 minutes out my day and I literally could just drive to you and say hi and give you a hug, like, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wish more people would just adjust their behaviors and think about ways to
incorporate yourself and be supportive.
Be supportive, be helpful, right. Not selfish. Just look out. Because that's how people end up moving up in this world, period.
And we already know how that goes.
It's hard. It's all about knowing
people. You know what I'm
saying?
Because, you know, we got some snakes. We had some snakes around us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who was not supportive mm-hmm. like they should have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good. It is what it is.
Okay, y'all. So if y'all got any friends that have any businesses, any YouTubes, podcasts, Facebook, whatever they got going on, support it, share it. They should not have to ask you
whatever
to do nothing.
It
if they're selling
support,
buy it. If they're asking you to show up, you better be the first one in line. If you could do it, just be there. If you can't make
sell
it.
Sell a t-shirt. Shit.
A little support go a long way. And I seen a meme the other day that said, support ain't even always about anything monetary. It's about just telling somebody.
You can do it.
You could do it. You know, and I believe in you.
I believe in you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that type of encouragement goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm with that shit. So, make sure you be texting my phone. I mean, you do it all the time, too.
I
ain't gonna lie. You be on your shit. So.
Because I treat people how I want to be treated. Right. Okay, y'all, so we're about to end this podcast. I definitely have a quote. Everybody should know this if you paid attention in science. Newton's law of energy, it says that energy can either be created or destroyed, or it can only be transformed or transferred from one form to another. I'm sorry, I said either. It should have said energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Rather, it can only be transformed or transferred from one form to another.
Mm-hmm.
So that karma shit. So that's what I was saying earlier. Okay, one person's bad karma could be somebody else's good karma because the energy is not going to be destroyed. It just
transfers to another.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, bye, y'all.
Later.